You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That's us here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of great content that you will find on those apps and on our website, which, of course, is clevelandbrowns.com. There's an amazing piece that's been posted by Kevin Jones, our new staff writer, about a member of our Cleveland Browns staff, okay? An employee of the Browns who has been dealing with, and courageously so, battling leukemia twice. And his name is Sam Tippett, and he is he's just a remarkable young man. And our as I mentioned, our Kevin Jones sat down with him and wrote this piece that I'm telling you, it's moving. You will have a tough time getting through this one, but it's well written, and it tells you a hell of a story about this guy and just some perspective, right? We're caught up in talking about drafts and quarterbacks and all the fun stuff that we want to talk about with football, but this is a real, you know, life and death situation that this young guy has dealt with, young Sam, and as I say, Kevin did an amazing job with it, so I highly, highly encourage you go to clevelandbrowns.com or go to the mobile app or whatever and check it out. Good, good stuff there. All right, let's go to... It's Bailey in Youngstown on the line with us now. Hello, Bailey.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, man. What you got?
Good. I'd like to chime in on the quarterback situation. Okay. What would you say about a guy that broke the NCAA all-time, all-division touchdown record, not by a little bit, by 19 touchdowns? Would you think he would be someone worth looking at?
Where? Where are you suggesting what pick, what round?
His name is Alex Tanny. He's on our list right now. Nobody ever talks about him.
Okay. You're referencing Tanny. I got you. Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, no one ever talks about him, not because he's not a guy that you have some regard for. Honestly, Bailey, the fact that he is on the roster means he's got a presence here as someone that this coaching staff wants to look at more. Remember, they didn't bring him in. So he already has won over the coaching staff enough, the decision-makers who are new decision-makers enough, Mike Pettine especially,
yes,
to say, hey, he merits a closer look.
Right.
The numbers that he put up in college, all well and good, but the trick shot stuff that he did, all well and good. That's what he's noted for. There's also a reason why Alex Tanny was available before the Browns picked him up, and a reason why he, when he was had other opportunities, none of those translated into his being, all those stats you talk about, translating into a wonderful NFL career so far. So we've got to see where it goes with him, and I'm not diminishing what he did, but what he did so far has been good enough for him,
yeah,
to be a backup on a team and, you know, a practice squad kind of guy now who made his way onto the roster because of injuries.
You said it perfectly. The best thing for Alex Tanny is the regime that did not bring him in thinks enough of him that he merits a look, and he's,
yeah,
going to get an opportunity to impress.
Yeah.
And if you're Alex Tanny, I mean, that's huge.
There won't be, I mean, don't. You know, I know you said, well, no one's talking about him. Well, don't be surprised. You're not surprised by that. No one's going to talk a lot about him. Brian Hoyer is going to dominate discussion. Why? Because Brian Hoyer started two games, did three games total,
three games,
but played,
yeah,
well enough in a couple of them to offer that sense of promise. But no one's anointed him anything yet. He's coming back from the ACL. The quarterback position is just questions. It's questions. There's nothing, there's no answers. In my mind, there's not an answer at the position. It's just a series of questions. All right, speaking of questions, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, that would be Mike Pettine, had an opportunity to sit down with NFL Network's Steve Wyche at the NFL owners meetings recently in Orlando, Florida, and he was asked by Wyche, how important was it to bring in Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby?
It's critical because the coaches can only take the team so far. There needs to be that leadership in the locker room, on the practice field, when the coaches aren't around. And when you look at last year's roster, the Cleveland Browns, there were two players on that roster that had played in a playoff game, which to me is an amazing number. I think you need to get guys in there that, that know what it takes, that have been part of winning programs.
All right, and I think that says a lot about the building, the construction of this team from the kind of that inside out area, right?
Yeah, we discussed this on Monday.
And the safety.
Right. Yeah, in an area, if you want to refer to as up the middle, in both sides of the football and the way you approach your system, it was very much needed. And guys who have one that can impart how that is accomplished, how that works, both in the locker room and on a practice field and hopefully on game day, Vic.
And to this very similar topic to what we've been discussing today, because, again, you added those defensive pieces. That's been the tone you've set in free agency. You've now brought aboard a fullback. You bring aboard a running back before that in Ben Tate. You clearly value power. You value defense. So to the question of the need, the importance of a star quarterback, in the mind of Mike Pettine, not necessary.
From the quarterback standpoint, I think if you don't have the guy that you feel like is that guy, or the top two or three in the league, that you have to model it differently. And if you looked at how the Super Bowl was won this year, that where Seattle didn't have a guy that was drafted in the top five at quarterback, that they built their team that were, I think, third in rushing and number one by a lot in defense, and that minimizes the impact of that position.
Vic, I think that is very compelling, and it's something that we should continue to reference not only here on this show, but Browns fans. He gave you a real look-see there into how he believes the quickest way, possibly, that this franchise can get itself back
sure.
to winning, being a player in the AFC North, getting back to the playoffs. And if we see a heavy dose of what he's just talked about, Vic, I tend to agree with him. I think it's probably the best way to proceed for this football team.
Yeah, look, the model that we reference, we talk about the Seattle model,
yeah.
is easy to talk about, a hell of a lot harder to duplicate. And you got to keep that reality in mind. But I do think if you think about defense as the foundation of what you're building and have the ability to identify quality defensive players that will do similar things, if not identical. I mean, if you're lucky enough to get those big, athletic, talented defensive backs to complement a mm-hmm. very strong front seven and have that pass rush, wonderful. But that, you know, that was something special the Seahawks built, and there's a reason why they stood out in that realm, right? That they were kind of by themselves there because no one else really could replicate that.
No,
and as I know rosters right now. Now, that's still the effort that I think teams are going to try to achieve through this offseason, through the rest of this offseason, through the draft, and we'll see where it all goes from there. But anyway, interesting comments from Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I think very revealing, Vic. Again.
Talking on NFL yeah. Network, I think revealing as well. All right, we're going to get into some more observation about that draft pick and other Browns thoughts from the one and only Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That is coming up next on a Football Wednesday. Vic and Michael, it is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are proudly driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.